What's on Tap? Brought to you by Laguna Beach Beer Company.
We are lucky enough to drink beer in our studio. That's thanks to Laguna Beach Beer Company. Brent Renard, the owner, the big man, is here today, and I'm so glad to have you, Brent. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tyler.
You guys have enough employees that you can just rotate every week. That must feel pretty good.
Yeah, everybody's going to get a turn.
Yeah, right on, dude. Well, I've been waiting to have you, so welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're going to get the whole scope of things from Brent. Of course, if you don't know, Laguna Beach Beer Company has a new tasting room in Laguna. They've got 23 beers on tap, a bunch of great food, flatbreads, pretzels, and it's right there in the Hive on Laguna Canyon Road. I catch NFL games there. I go to trivia there, play a little foosball. It's a great spot, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Is anything coming up that we should know about?
Well, we have music every Wednesdays. We have trivia every Tuesdays. We have a tree lighting ceremony, I think you mentioned before.
Yes.
But that's definitely going to be a fun one for the family. So come out and check it out.
We also are lucky enough to be doing the after party for our concert, Nancy Wilson of Heart at KXMS,
right,
at Laguna Beach Beer Company. I'm not sure if Russ told me who's playing yet. Do we know who's playing yet? Okay.
Not sure.
We'll figure it out. 10 to midnight after the show, we're just going to walk across the street and I think we're doing $5 beers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds great. It's
gonna
be
awesome,
a fun one.
Man. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've been fortunate to taste some new beers since you come out with new beers almost every Friday.
Yep.
I know we're going to try at least one new one today. Are they both new?
Relatively new.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
The first one we'll be trying is Pottery Shack. It's a pale ale that just went on tap.
Right on.
And the second one will be the ESB.
Yeah.
The bitter.
I'm glad to have you because I've been wanting to ask you all along. Do you feel like you must feel super accomplished? You must feel super proud about starting this business from your garage and it growing to what it is now. Do you just like pinch yourself and realize, dang, like we made it?
Yeah, it's definitely very gratifying.
Yeah.
Because we did actually start in a garage. That's where it all started, and over time we've been growing, and it is an accomplishment, and it's really an accomplishment for the whole team. It's definitely not just me, and it's hard work from our GMs to the cooks to the bartenders. You know, everybody has put it in their best effort, and it really shows.
That's where you hear a real leader speaking about his team. If he throws the gratitude to other people, that's how you know. Well, Brent, you're really killing it over there. So let's crack a beer, man. Pottery Shack?
This one's called the Pottery
Shack.
Put
it right in the mic so we can hear it. Best part of the show.
All right.
Obviously named after the Pottery Shack, I'm guessing.
Correct. Yep.
So as you pour it, tell us a little bit about the name.
So, of course, the Pottery Shack is an icon in Laguna when it was there where the current Sapphire restaurant is. And that's where the greeter.
Don't forget to pour us both one.
Yeah, you got it. And that's where the greeter statue currently is, which is one of our flagship beer.
Cool.
So growing up in town, the Pottery Shack was just something that was always there.
Yeah.
You know, driving by. So unfortunately, it's not there anymore. But, you know, we pay tribute by...
Well, it still says it on the marquee, at least.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Right on. So this is a pale ale, right?
That's correct. This is a pale ale. It comes in at 5.9%, 36 IBUs. So it's not extremely bitter. Very clean, crisp pale ale. You'll get some pine notes, some citrusy notes, and it's just very well balanced.
Nice. You know. I'm going to turn up the funk music as we take a sip.
Okay.
Yeah, man. As with all your pales, everything that I expect to be hoppy and just be like a little sharp on the tongue, it's not. It goes down super smooth.
Yep, that's what we wanted to do. You know, we make a lot of different styles of beer, and Brendan is incredible with just, you know, knocking it out of the park with all these different styles. So it's nice to kind of come back to the, you know, the pale ale. You know, it's just an American pale ale. Most people that drink beer like, you know, simple pale ale.
Right.
So we're happy to bring this back into the lineup.
So when you started Laguna Beach Beer Company, you were doing all the brewing, right?
Correct. So I was essentially a home brewer.
Yeah.
So that's where I fell in love with making beer. And decided to make it go, you know, commercial with it. And I would contract my recipes out to other breweries before we had our own location.
Yeah.
And it was just essentially making my recipes and distributing to bars and restaurants, you know, in my truck.
So you had no shame later hiring a brewer. You were like, you know what? This is over my head now.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I could get it off the ground, but... by no means could I do what Brendan does.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, you had to have learned some of the science and chemistry and cleanliness and all that stuff.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. The basics, you know, I've got the basics down. I mean, I still homebrew to this day, so yeah. I still make my own beer at my house because it's just fun. I just love it. But when it really gets into making, you know, 900 gallons at a time and, you know, there's really no room for error, I leave it up to the real professionals.
Well, good for you, man. And then, so maybe you can tell us a little bit about how do you achieve that? How do you take a pale ale and make it easy to drink?
Well, it's really just balancing out, you know, your grain bill and your hops. Depending on when you put hops in the boil will create bitterness or give it aroma and flavor. So really it comes down to just knowing what you're doing, knowing what kind of grains you're using, know what kind of hops you're using, the various, you know, the alpha acids within the hops that can give you an idea of what the bitterness is going to be like. So it really is just a balancing act.
Cool. Well, we're going to go to a break. It's What's on Tap. We do it every Friday with Laguna Beach Beer Company. We're going to come back and taste another beer that we actually were told about by Brendan a couple weeks ago called Don't Be So Bitter. They've been working on. I'm going to do something a little crazy right now. I'm going to play a Christmas song. And it's a little nuts. It's too early. But
before Thanksgiving.
I know. Okay. I know. I have a reason, though. I like to play artists that typically play at the beer company. And I've got Inesha Rose doing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, cool.
So it like makes a little sense.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I know it's a little wild. Okay. So here we go. Inesha Rose taking us to the break. We'll be back. What's on Tap?
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX 93.5. What's on Tap? Brought to you by Laguna Beach Beer Company.
Okay, I know. It was a little nuts. As soon as I put it on, I was like, you know what? This is way too early. It's too early for Christmas music. I'm sorry. But it was Inesha Rose, local legend, who plays at the beer company a lot. And this is What's on Tap, where we talk about beers from our friends at Laguna Beach Beer Company and everything they have going on. I want to talk about the tree lighting.
Yeah.
November 30th, put on by Laguna Creative Ventures, which is a subset of the Honecker family and the Hive and all that. We're lacking a tree lighting right now in Laguna.
That's right.
Montage isn't doing theirs anymore. So I heard Hasty's finding a big old tree from somewhere. I don't know, trucking it in from Oregon or something. And we're going to light it up at 6 p.m. on the 30th. We'll be there with live music. There'll be cookie decorating. There will be movies, like holiday movies showing. And what, I mean, anything else going on that I'm...
Yeah,
not
decorating, and a lot of beer.
Yeah, well, okay, good. Yeah, you guys are right there. So but they're going to close the parking lot, which I think is really cool, and a good like little test to see how that does for future events. So that's, again, at the Hive right next to Sawdust on Laguna Canyon Road. So what's on tap? We taste beer. We just had the Pottery Shack Pale Ale, and you might have heard a couple weeks ago when we had Brendan on, the head brewer. He was telling us about a beer he was working on called Don't Be So Bitter.
That's right.
So, shall we crack that one open?
Absolutely.
All right, dude. Here it is. The moment. Nice. All right, so as you pour cool. that one, it's okay. It always gets on the mic. It's like a...
and on my shirt.
Yeah, side effect. Tell us about the name of this and the origin of this as you pour it.
So, yes, this is a ESB, Extra Special Bitter. It's in the English bitter family of beers. It comes in at 5.5%. It's a little bit darker than a pale ale due to the grains that we use. So it's going to be a little maltier, not really too hoppy, and a little bit sweet. It's an old style, and we're actually going to have it on nitro in about a week, which cool. is going to give it a really creamy taste.
So you can do that. You can make a beer and have it be both carbonated and nitro?
That's right.
I didn't realize that. So it just comes to how you can it or bottle it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, when the beer gets carbonated, you can either do CO2 or nitrogen. So.
I had no idea.
Yep.
So this might be really dang good on nitro. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
I think
cool.
it fits really well. So this is like I said, comes in at 5.5%. It's a dry English strain of yeast, so you'll get like biscuity, caramely, nutty notes.
Mm.
But it's also very well balanced.
Sounds super English.
Yeah,
I think is the goal.
And all right. Don't be so bitter, Kim, because it's in the bitter family, but it's really not that bitter.
Okay, so. Cool. All right, well, let's give it a taste. Don't be yep. so bitter, Laguna Beach Beer Company. Yeah, that's so good. It's so good.
Tasty.
Yeah. Yep. I remember Brendan said we tried the other old style English bitter that you had, and he said, you know, and we loved it. He goes, just wait till you try this one.
Yep. Yeah. You know, like he usually does, he knocked this one out of the park. It's perfectly to style, and it's definitely one of the favorites.
Are you still serving the other bitter that you have, or is this going to replace it?
This is going to replace it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's the thing about you guys. You're switching out beers every week. I think that's why it's so fun to go to the tap room.
Yeah, there's always something new. There's always something new. We actually just bought additional tanks and a new brew house. So we're going to be making a lot more beer.
Yeah.
So you'll see it around other bars and restaurants a little bit more. And, you know, of course, we have our barrel age program. So we just released the first bottle.
So good. I am the first endorser. I went to buy one. I tasted it. It's on tap. Is it still on tap?
Yeah, we have
just
a little
barely,
bit left.
Just a little bit.
Yep.
This is like, you talk about it, then I'll tell my opinion.
Yeah, so we've been barrel aging for the last year. It was always something that I wanted to do with my brewery was to have these very special beers. So the first one just came out, and this was a stout that was in a whiskey barrel for 12 months. We just carbonated it and put it in the bottles a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they're going fast. We only made about 150 of them.
Yeah.
So there could be maybe a dozen left. So if you do need a Christmas gift or something to drink after Turkey Day.
Great gift.
Come on down.
If I may say, there's no way you're making any money on this beer. Because it's only $18, which I thought was pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
And whiskey barrels aren't cheap.
No.
There's no way, right? I mean, this is just like a little passion project.
It really is.
Yeah, okay.
Especially at the volume that, you know, 150
Yeah, 150 bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought two, so sorry. Like, two of them are gone. But fortunately, like you said, there's a little bit on tap. And to me, I mean, I've tried, like, Goose Island's Bourbon County Stout or a couple of those others. It's right on par with those beers, if not better.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also done a little beer tour of Belgium and some of those, like, old-school Trappist beers.
Yeah.
That's, to me, like, what it tastes like.
Yeah,
it's
there's
really
a little tartness
good.
There. Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it. And we're going to have the next release. I believe sometime in January. But eventually we want to get to once a month, have something in bottles.
That'd be killer. Do you have smaller beers than the ones you brought today?
The Crowlers?
Yeah.
Those are the beer to go size right
now.
However, we are getting a smaller canner.
Okay.
So we will be able to have 16 ounce and possibly 12
ounce. I always feel bad because we don't have enough people to drink the rest of the Crowler. So you and I are
going to have... I'll sit in your waiting room.
Yeah, we gotta finish it after the show. So again, this is Don't Be So Bitter, now on tap, right? At both locations?
Yes. Yep.
Cool.
Come give it a try.
So Laguna Beach Beer Company, our sponsors of What's on Tap, also hosting our after party for KXmas with Nancy Wilson of Heart and Road Case Royale. We just confirmed another band today, actually.
Great.
A band called Gothic Tropic. It's the front woman guitarist of Beck. who has her own solo band, and she's going to open the night as well. So that's pretty cool. We're going to tell you more details about that in the coming days. Then hopefully join us for a brew, $5 after the show at Laguna Beach Beer Company. Brent Renard, he's the owner, and he took time to come on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it, buddy. What's on tap every Friday? Oh, my God. Every Friday, I spilled my beer at noon on KX93.5.